An issue for me in that movie that I saw was when they told them that they had criminal background when they actually didn't. And they told this old white lady that she was a criminal. And it was funny to me. It was really funny to me. But that was one of the issues I had in the movie. I think it was in Florida. Was it Florida? I think it was Florida.
So the issue was stopping black people from voting, primarily, but also stopping other people who are registered. Now I am getting a freeze up on my computer. Are you getting a freeze up? Okay. Great. Then, so tell me, so the first issue that you raised was blocking black voters, and there were two methods, and that's how I want you to start thinking of it, the larger issues and then the smaller issues. One was purging registration rolls by claiming criminality, or more specifically, felony. Incidentally, what's a felony? What is a felony?
Isn't that when you go to jail?
Good, y'all keep it coming. What do you think a felony is? Just put type it in, whatever you think it is. We'll clarify. We'll make sure it's what do you think a felony is? You know? All right. A felony. Or a felon. Of course, a felon is someone who's committed a felony. I know it's a certain type of crime. All right, let's see if we can find out what a felony is. Certainly, there are what's called petty crimes. Okay, great. Put in there. Put in the text chat. There are petty crimes, and there are crimes that are listed as felonies. Okay. And if you commit a crime, or if you are charged with and convicted of a crime, okay. Then you are called a felon. And you no longer can vote. You have with you just can't participate. So if you charge people with felonies, now the justice system, the criminal justice system, speaking of an oxymoron, that's one, right? You remember an oxymoron? The criminal justice system is not just and is more likely to charge, whether rightly or wrongly. Convict Desiree R.D. Nasha of a felony, whether they are in fact guilty or not, or if they're another person may have committed the same crime. And that crime, the charge is reduced to a misdemeanor. What's a misdemeanor? RD, look it up. What's a misdemeanor? While he's looking that up, We're just dealing with one of the ways that the states, good guess, it's whatever's considered a small crime. You may get to know what's considered a serious and what's considered a small crime. It's important for you to know, because some crimes call, if you're convicted of it, there's a mandatory 10-year sentence. Regardless of what a judge says, you got to spend 10 years. So if you're 13 years old, and or 14 years old, and somebody asks you to carry something for them, and you're convicted of drug trafficking or something that's considered a felony, then you don't get out of prison until you're 23 years old. You know, you've not have a prom, you've not had a graduation, you know, one of the things we're going to have this year, I have several friends who are attorneys, and they're going to do a presentation for you and for your parents. And so all of I, and that is, what is it that we need to know? How do we prepare ourselves for the situation that we have, that is the injustice system, okay? One of my mentors, unofficially, he never agreed to it, but yeah, you hear the dog when I'm talking like that? Hey, ruff, ruff, ruff. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we have to deal with the dog. Sorry about that. he's on duty blocking stuff that's trying to infect my computer. It's Scotty, the wonder dog. Okay. So it's important, he's going to be talking about what we need to know about the police. I don't know, there's a piece that I want y'all to watch. I thought maybe it was over the summer. Maybe I didn't have everybody watch it. There's a definite piece that I want you to watch about the police and how you deal with that. But right now, the only connection that we're trying to make here is that by saying somebody is a felony, okay? So how did they do that? How did they do that in American blackout? How did they purge, stop people in Florida from voting using the law that if you're a felon, you're not supposed to vote? How did they do that? All right, two things. Who is they and what did the company do? All right, great. Hired a company to make the list. Keep it going. Very good. All right, Desiree, you too. All of y'all watched it. See, now, you know, when Barbara Wilkessa asked you to watch a thing, you're supposed to, you know, pay attention to what's going on. All right? So let's go. Collectively, I know we got it. I did. They. Very good. Who is they? In this case, in the movie, who hired whom? The governor of Florida. Who's the governor of Florida? Who is the governor of Florida, folks? And what is his relationship to the president? Yeah, I gotta get better than that, Keandra. Very good, Nasha. So they just took people with similar names. Very good. Jeb Bush is the governor of Florida, and he's George Bush's brother. So they wanted to make sure that he delivered the state, and so he used some crooked practices in order to make that happen. Well, what's going to stop it from happening now in this election? You know, he's still governor of Florida. Mm-hmm. You see, folks, people stop people. Okay? People motivate people. People energize folks. People, a system doesn't stop itself. Okay? The system is working. Okay? It's electing who it wants to elect. Okay? It's electing people that make the rich richer. It has a system for making the rich richer at the expense of the poor. That's the system, okay? And it's a political system. It's a money redistribution system. Okay? And the way the money redistribution system works, it works to keep the rich richer. The rich and white richer. And the poor poorer. And the poor and non-white poor, okay? And so it's just important that yesterday when we talked about governance, you can't govern, you can't build buildings, you can't do a military, you can't fix potholes unless you have money, okay? So the government, local or state, these are people who are elected, selected, hired to allocate the money, to direct people who spend this, spend that, do this, do that, fix this, fix that, and whatever. And so the system is working. Now, if it's not working for us, then we have to change that system. And we have to have people who will work to change that system. Okay. Now, I want to be real honest with you. Okay. I haven't heard any of the major presidential candidates saying anything about changing that system. Okay. And what's important is that you know, so that you can at least ask or demand and learn to change it yourself. But also, if you're going to be voting for anyone, that you ask them to commit to changing a crooked system. So this electoral system that's supposed to be fair wasn't fair in 2000, if it ever has been. It certainly wasn't fair when folks just stole the election, when you block people from voting. Okay. How many people were blocked from voting in Florida? Does anybody remember? What about Ohio? How many people do you remember? Roughly, we're blocked from voting in Florida and again in Ohio. I'm going to put another question out there. Oh, 1,000 Ohio. Okay, great. Now, I want you to just hold that question out there. What about electronic voting machines? What was the issue that was raised in American Blackout? What did you learn about electronic voting machines? I think your numbers are a little low, Nasha. A little low. We'll see. How did the electronic voting machines, what do you mean, Safia, they took machines away? Okay, and how, good. In Ohio, they took machines away. So what was that about? Okay. Why did they take these voting machines away, and what effect did that have? All right, Ayana, Ariana, Desiree, Safia, anybody?
Because they didn't want a lot of black people to vote. They didn't want the black people to vote. And so they cut all most of the machines off, and they, some of the countries only had, I think it was Ohio, it had only two machines running, and it was another country that had only two machines running.
Well, you're talking about precincts now. You're not talking about in the whole state of Ohio, okay? It's important that you keep it in perspective, okay? The county, a particular county, and black people typically vote overwhelmingly Democratic, okay? So when you say the who is doing this, you want to look at the people who are typically who have most to lose. So you basically got a Republican-controlled government and key people who were Republicans and the state. And so, they began to shift from one county to another and from one precinct to another to create a play thing so that folks just couldn't vote or they'd be frustrated or whatever. And the goal was to not have black votes counted. So you can understand, you know, that process. Something, if voting is something that you think is really important and it's something that you want to challenge, you want to find out who is in charge of that in your city, who's in charge of that in your state, and you want to say, wait a minute, I want to make sure that the machines are operational, that they're there, that we have enough. In our county, it is a five voting machines in our county. Okay, it has. Our county has five voting machines. Okay. All right, and it's important for you to know where the voting machines are, where the precincts are, and that kind of thing. But now, all of this is not directed to the question, although that's very important. I'm glad you remember that. So you understand that. Why do you think people are trying to steal an election anyway? Before we get to electronic voting machines, because here, this is not the main issue. One issue is you got the voting machines and you move them around in order to disenfranchise, that's another word, certain voters, okay? But then you also have another issue with electronic voting machines. So let's deal with that issue and then we'll come back to why all this fuss anyway. Disenfranchise. Oh, let me check the spelling of that myself. Ooh. Thanks, Ife. I knew that looked funny. Left that H out of there. All right. So what is a disenfranchise? What is that anyway?
I never heard of that word.
Oh, well, get used to it. You'll hear it if you listen to American Blackout. It was in there a lot, all right? Definitions of disenfranchised on the web. Not having rights. Not feeling part of society. The third bullet. Deprived of rights of citizenship, especially the right to vote. Labor was voiceless. Disenfranchised masses took to the streets. Disenfranchisement, this is the fourth bullet, or disenfranchisement is the revocation of the right of suffrage, that is the right to vote, to a person or group, or rendering a person's vote less effective, ineffective, through processes such as gerrymandering. What in the world is gerrymandering? Let's go for that one. These are election terms that you're going to need to know. And if you got them, you can keep up. What in the world is gerrymandering? All right, now everybody, Ayana, jump on this, okay? Ariana, jump on this. Desiree, don't get left behind. RD, what in the world is gerrymandering? All right, Ife put a definition in. What other definitions have you found? All right, we're talking about, Ayana got a definition. Great, to divide a territory into election districts to give one political party an electoral majority in a large number of districts while concentrating the voting strength of the opposition in as few districts as possible. Okay. You got that? You're dividing an election district to give one political party a majority in a large number of districts while concentrating the voting strength of the opposition in as few districts as possible. So you're trying to win by how you're setting up voting districts, okay? Voting districts. When they had the machines in Ohio, you had the machines in certain voting districts. Okay. Also, RD talked about his county having voting machines. There are basically voting districts. Okay, and they're not broken up by county necessarily. In some cases, they may be, but in some cases, they may not be. Some of your parents go to vote in a school. Other places. So one of the ways that you affect the outcome of an election way down the road is by setting up a voting district that gives one group an advantage and another group a disadvantage. That's called gerrymandering. All right, everybody say that, gerrymandering. Let me hear you say that word.
Gerrymandering.
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 Mo. And thank you for Keandra and Epiphany. Love that research. Where did gerrymandering come from? Where did that name? That's fantastic. The original gerrymanderer was created in 1812 by Massachusetts Governor Elbridge Gerry, who crafted a district for political purposes that looked like a salamander. You put Gerry, his last name, with salamander, and you get gerrymandering. Now, I really want y'all to understand how words are put together, okay? You get to see that. Thank you so much for Epiphany Keandra for that, all right? Gerrymandering. All right, now what I want you to understand is, what has this got to do with the presidency? How your voting district is set up. It's set up to give people certain advantages and disadvantages, and the voting districts are changed based on population and whatever. So in your state house, they are making decisions about the voting district. I appreciate that, Ayala. You got the voting districts, okay, and you saw one area of manipulation for voting districts, and that is the voting machines. There are other ones. We won't go into all of them. What I want you to understand is there are voting districts, and I want you to understand, I want you to find out, what is your voting district? And where is your polling place? That's where you go to vote. All right, so those are a couple of things I definitely want you to understand and want you to know there about voting districts. And, of course, you know about the term gerrymandering and disenfranchised. Put them in your vocabulary list, please. For pronunciation and spelling, and in the case of gerrymandering, I also want you to know a little bit of the history of that. We were understanding the issues raised in American Blackout, okay? You got the manipulation of voting districts and who could vote in those based on the movement of machines in Ohio. You have in Florida purging the rolls by taking people off of the registered list. See, when you go to vote and you show your identification and your voter registration card, because you have to be registered to vote, okay? You don't just get to vote because you are a citizen. You have to register to vote. So you show your ID and they look your name up and says, oh, I don't see your name on this list as a voter registered in this area. So you can't vote here. And the people say, well, I've been voting here for 20 years. What's this? Well, you are no longer in this area. So now the person got to find out what voting district have they been moved to. Okay. Yes, R.D.
No, I was wondering, you said a voting card. What is it?
What in the world is a voter registration card? My goodness. Okay. Wonderful. Let's see here. My goodness. Let's see if we can get it now. Where you can see what is it that you got to do. All right, since we're talking about Florida, we got a book. Go ahead. What do you mean you got a book?
Yeah. I was just saying that we got a big book with all the people names in it. You just come up and tell them your name and they look for you. We don't have no car here. That's why I was wondering.
Well, that's great, because part of what you want to know is, you want to know that where you live is done one way, and there are some different ways that it's done. There's a couple things that we can just look at right here. This is in Florida, and you'll have one in Mississippi and other places, so you can find one for your state. Who can register to vote? You got to be a citizen of the United States. You got to be a resident of Florida. You got to be 18 years old. You got to not now be adjudicated, mentally incapacitated. Adjudicated means judged, typically by, a judge. mentally incapacitated with respect to voting in Florida or any other state, not be convicted of a felony without your civil rights having been restored, and provide a current Florida driver's license number or Florida identification card. You must provide the last 4 digits of Social Security number. If you do not have a Florida license or a Florida identification card, if you do not have any of these items, you must mark the box indicated voter registration as none, blah, 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 first class stamp. If you change your name, boom, 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 boom. So here we have a registration card, and we also have your name on a list. Okay. Now, you want to. So anyway, that's whatever. Remind me at another time to talk to you about crossover voting, and relationship to American Blackout and Cynthia McKinney. That's really, really important. Crossover voting in the primaries. Okay, right. Okay, so we'll get to it. I just want to take a little bit of time. So remind me to talk to you about that, or if you have some question about that. So you got voting, you got registering to vote, you got voting districts. And suppose, RD, when you go down to vote and they open the book and your name is no longer on the list. What would you do? What would your mother say? What would your granddaddy say?
Wait, you talking to me or asking me what would my folks do?
Yeah, what would your folks do? Or what would you do if you were with them and your granddaddy went to vote and your mom went to vote and they said, I'm sorry, we don't have your name here. We don't have, at all. We don't have you listed here. What would he say?
I don't know. That's kind of difficult. Because they didn't vote in there for the last 50 years, I think. Yeah, though my great-grandmama used to work the polls when she was growing up. So that's hard.
That's right. So they said, what you talking about? We've been working the polls for 50 years. This is where we voted our whole time. I'm sorry, sir. This is the new list, and your name is not on it. So you cannot vote here. Well, what list am I on? I don't know, sir. You have to call the Department of Elections. Would your grandfather be frustrated? Would he be angry?
Yeah, my granddaddy would be frustrated.
He ought to be angry. He ought to be angry. He ought to be frustrated. That's what happened to hundreds of thousands of people in Florida and in Ohio and in Georgia. Okay, As folks were purged off the polls or coming to the polls. And how about your grandfather being told, I'm sorry, you're on our felony list. What? What do you mean? Yes, well, according to this, you are a felon and you no longer can vote. Right? He'd be ready to hit somebody. Okay. And so folk are designed to get frustrated and have that go out. And so you don't vote. It's too late. You've already been working all day. You come to do it, and it's late. Time you don't have time to call the Board of Elections, and you appeal the process for next time. That's part of what happened, okay? So, all right, any other issues from American Blackout? Because this American Blackout was more than about Cynthia McKinney. American Blackout was the process of blocking out black voters primarily, and some white voters, but primarily black voters, and changing the electoral process. All right, hold on. So, all right, I thought you wanted to say some things. All right, let's deal with a couple more issues with American Blackout, and then we got to shift. A couple more issues that were raised in American Blackout. What issues were raised for you that we haven't talked about? Also, still hanging out there is that electronic voting machines. Does anybody pay attention to how they work? Now, you talked about machines that will move in Ohio from one district to another district and all of that. All right, that's frustrating voters and denying and disenfranchising voters because of lack of access. There are not enough voting machines in an area where you know you got a lot of registered voters, okay? If you're going to have a swell in registered voters, you're going to put more machines there because you anticipate if more people register, the more people are going to vote. All right, so you got that part, okay? As an indirect process of disenfranchisement. Nobody stood up and said, black people, you can no longer vote. But what happened, in effect, was that you denied black people the right to vote by limiting the access in terms of machines, okay? I want you to be smart, be sophisticated, okay? You know, you're not just somebody standing up saying, you can't vote because you are black. But they get the same results, okay, by doing other things, all right? Disenfranchisement based on access. That's one thing. Now, let somebody got to remember something about them electronic voting machines. Come on.
I think the machine operators can manipulate the vote. So if they see, there were fewer machines in Ohio, so the machine operators there, they could tap into the machine and change their votes around.
That's right. You got an electronic voting machine. You got a computerized voting machine. You don't have any record. So there's not like you can... I can program a machine, okay, if I'm the programmer, okay, of the machine, to, if your vote it goes over, let's say I want a particular candidate to win, let's say I want Cynthia McKinney to win, and I do, okay, and if votes for McCain came in, and I could switch every other vote for McCain to Cynthia McKinney. I could just have it programmed where it does that, no matter what you push, okay? Because I'm the computer programmer. Now, surely y'all know about how computers are programmed, right? Okay? I don't have to be there, all right? It's just important to know when you got a... See, in a typical voting process, there is a paper trail. Some of you may have read about, because you were probably too young, in Florida there was something called hanging chads, okay? And that is where they challenged the vote, and they went back, and the people who were counting the votes said, well, we couldn't make out whether that was for Bush or whether that was for, what's his name, Gore. And so, because the thing was hanging off, so they got hanging chads. But the point is, you got a paper trail, and if somebody challenges the vote, you got these votes, this box of votes, where people, you know, you can look it up, okay? Oh, welcome now. I'm glad you came in, brother. I didn't see you sneak in here. So you provided something you want us to check out. All right, I'm back off the mic.
I didn't provide nothing. I just copy and paste the little page up there, so I could check it out later.
Okay, great. All right. Nasha is on the money. The votes can be manipulated. Okay, and so it's important that you understand that. So, you know, do you want electronic voting machines? Do you trust the people who program them? Okay. All right. Let us check out Sister McKinney here. We're going to listen to this speech here, particularly about American Blackout. Type when it started. Okay, folks, that's enough. Let's talk about it. Okay, then we'll come. All right, we'll see what we can do here. All right, folks, what I want you to do is we'll keep raising the issues. I want to keep having you be aware of the issues and the election. We've talked about electronic voting machines. It was raised. There are a couple of things I put in. What's APEC? What's a lobby? Some of you were putting stuff in as we were going along. That's great. There was another, speaking of lobby, there was another video we asked you to watch. How many of you actually watched Sicko?
We went to see about, me and Ayala went to check it out at the library, but the first time we went to check it out was last week, and somebody had it, and then I was trying to check it out again, but they still didn't have it. Somebody had checked it out again, so we was trying to get it from the library because they have it, but I guess they only have one. So no, me and Ayala didn't get to watch Sicko.
Desiree, we're going to have to get, I'm going to have to get your microphone straight. All right, now shall I see that you'll be right back. For those of you who watched it, RD watched it, Ife, you've seen it. Who has seen it? Because right now we're just going to talk about the issues, even if you haven't seen it. Who has seen it? Okay, Sophia has seen it. RD has seen it. Ife has seen it. All right. And I don't know whether Nasha has seen it or not. All right. What were the amazing issues in there? What were some of the surprises for you? Some things you learned watching Sicko that you didn't know before. Directed to Ife, to RD, and to Sophia. What were some things that you learned that you didn't know before, or you didn't know as much? Can't hear you, Sophia. Can't hear you.
It was about, like, the issues of health insurance and, like, how hard it was to get decent health insurance and health care, and how I think the guy had to go all the way to, like, Cuba or somewhere like that to get really good health insurance and, like, medicines and all of that.
Welcome back, Nasha. I'm asking those who've seen the movie Sicko, which I don't know whether you have. If so, let me know. Sophia, RD, and Ife has. And I want you all to lead a discussion, you too, if you've seen it. And what were the issues that were raised in Sicko, all right? And what were the surprises, or what did you learn? While they are talking, others of you take notes. All right, so Sophia started us off with one of the issues was about health insurance. And health care, and she noted that folks had to go all the way to Cuba, to a so-called third world country to get health care that they couldn't get here. Great, keep it going. What are the issues? Surprises, things that you learned that you didn't know, or you didn't know as well?
I didn't know that the health insurance people would turn you down if you had some kind of illness.
I learned that the health insurance companies will turn down patients to profit because the fewer patients that they have to treat, the more they profit. That's what I learned.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
All right. So I heard two issues. What about were you surprised about the lobby? What about the lobby? The healthcare lobby. And actually, that's a oxymoron. That group actually is not about healthcare, so it would be better to call it the no healthcare lobby. I'm only talking to the people who've seen it now. What about that? What about the Nixon. What was the role of Nixon in it? All right, folks, we gotta stay up on this. Mainly, what you got is we're talking about issues. You gotta be educated both to the electoral process, that's district, that's registering, and whatever. But also, you want to be educated to what the issues are, because when people throw out an issue like healthcare, okay, then it's important that you know what's really going on. All right, is healthcare in Canada better than here?
Well, I don't know, but I heard that it's better and it's less. It's better there and it's less expensive there for health care.
If you get in an accident and you need to go to the hospital in Canada, will people ask you, do you have insurance in order to serve you? That's why you want to watch the movie. The answer is no. Okay. If you're sick, if your child is ill and you need to go to the hospital, you can just go. Okay. You're working on something and you fall and you break your arm. You just go. Okay. And you'll be treated. Nobody asks you, do you have insurance? Okay. People don't die because you don't have insurance. Okay. Now, when they raise it here, people says, oh, that's socialized medicine. And, of course, that something is terrible about that. And, of course, our fire department is socialized. That is, everybody pays in, and then nobody has to go. And when you call the fire department, they say, oops, did you pay your fire insurance this month? And if you didn't pay your fire insurance this month, I'm sorry. You know, we have one little hose here, and we can only put one hose on it because that's our public hose. But the real deal, the good stuff that could put out the fire in your house, I'm sorry, got to let it burn down because it's, you didn't pay your fire insurance this month. Okay? You don't have fire insurance. So police, you don't call the police. Oops, I'm sorry, we got to your address. You know what? You haven't paid your police department dues this month, so I'm sorry, we can't help you. You know, they're just going to have to steal everything in your house, ma'am. I'm sorry. You know, that's ridiculous, okay? So why should it be different with medicine when the whole society, you know, the health of the society, how productive a society is depends upon its health, okay? So if you saw in the movie, you saw Canada, you saw England. What about France? What about health care in France? Were any of you surprised to know that, you know, it was such a disparity in terms of health care in France and here? Now, y'all, this is important because often you're led to believe that this is the greatest country on earth. Well, a country is only great as it does, okay, not by the hype, okay? Forget the hype. Let's deal with what it does. And if you love a country, what you want to do is you want to make it the best it can be. If you love your family, you know, you're not running around just based on hype. You identify where your family needs to be improved, and you be the one to improve it. You be the one that steps out and adds that new flavor. If stability is something that your family is lacking, then you begin to create stability for the family and the generations to come. You know, if education is something that your family line is lacking, then you be the one that becomes educated and that helps others become educated. You set the new standard. But here we operate on hype while big companies take the profits and everybody is fed hype. You know, that is, the average citizen is just fed hype. And this movie pulls the sheet from over our eyes so that you see a little country, France. How big is France? Anybody know it's a country? How big is it? Okay. What's the gross national product? Let's find this out quickly. What's the gross national product of France? It's called GNP. It's like, how much did the country produce? All right, what I come up with is in 2006 estimates is $1.891 trillion. That's purchasing power. Okay. Compare that to the U.S., which is more like 10 times that much. Okay. When we look at the index of world countries in terms of purchasing power. So with in a country that's 10 times the wealth of France, you're going to begin to have, all right, let's look at this, right? All right, does everybody see this here? Okay. This is 2000 data, so it's 8 years old, so it's much different now, okay? These are in billions of dollars. Everything is in billions of dollars. 30. If you look at the chart to the right, the U.S. In 2000 was 4 point. That's interesting. I don't know why that would do that to you. Okay, great. You're on a delay, Ife. U.S. is 4.65% of the world population. The gross the national product and the GDP yearly growth rate is 32.9. France is 4.2. Okay, so in a country with such, and if you look on the left hand side, the gross national product of France again at 2000 is 1,000. These were in billions of dollars, so this will be $1,543,000,000,000. And compare that to the United States, $10 trillion. Okay. $533 billion. So what you got is in a country that's 10 times the less in terms of the gross national product, you got a better health care system. Okay, how is that? Why is that? Okay, these are the kinds of questions. So when you hear people throwing around just little jab speeches and you hear these clips, you got to do some research. You got to do some reading. What is this candidate about? Not only what are they about, what have they been about, what do they commit to you? What problems do they commit to see? Do they even know it's a problem? Okay, if they don't know it's a problem, then you can pretty well guess they won't have a clue about how to solve it, and certainly won't have it be as a priority for them. Okay, but you have to say you are hiring them. Okay. And that's assuming that the electoral process works like it's supposed to work, okay, that you vote and based on who you vote, okay. And I already told you, and we'll next week, we're going to deal with the Electoral College. We're going to get into it. So I want you to, if you haven't seen the videos, I want you to see the videos. I want you to keep a list of the issues that are important in these videos, an American blackout, the issues that are important, and compare those always to the issues that are important to you that you laid out the first time we came together. What we're talking about is you're going to know about the presidential race, but you're also going to know about the issues. And then we're going to know about the three things is about the process, the electoral process, the issues, and the presidential race. Okay. Also this week, I want you to focus on the presidential race. I want you to find, pay attention to what are some of the things that are being said. Okay. You know, you may have to dig, but you know, what about the candidacy is in news? So I want you to say, what's up with Obama? I want you to know what's up with McCain and his crew. What's up with Cynthia and her crew? And if you want to deal with what's up with any of the other third party candidates or other candidates, I won't say third party, then you can do that. But I want you to just kind of keep up with what's happening with them. If you haven't seen Sicko, you got to watch it, and you watch it for the issues. We're going to talk about Electoral College. And the process of voting. All right. So with that, folks, let's start with appreciations and let's call it a wrap for today. Anything you learned, of course, you're keeping a vocabulary and disenfranchisement is in your vocabulary. What are the other vocabulary words? Well, just type them in. But right now, let's start doing a pre-thing you learned or relearn. That's right. That's Slicky Slippery Salamander. Jerry, he was. Very good, Nasha. Thank you. Come on. Appreciation.
I appreciate everyone for coming to class today. I had fun in this class as we were kind of bouncing around and learning and researching. I had a lot of fun, and I hope you all did too. And I'll see you after break.
I appreciate everyone for coming to class today and participating, and I'll see you guys after break.
I appreciate everybody for coming, and thank you, Bubba, again for a good class, and I'm going to sleep. I'm tired.
Brother Balagoon's going to be down your chest if you go to sleep. Make sure you have a clock that wakes yourself up in 15 minutes. All right, now, any other appreciations?
I appreciate everyone's coming to class. And
just so that you know, you got a quiz next Friday, so you know, make sure you watch American Blackout, watch it again, make sure you watch Sicko, make sure you study the vocabulary words and the text chat. And we've had three Fridays now, time to lock it down the fourth Friday. I'm not giving you like written homework for this class. That's intentional. It's stuff for you to check out. It's not written homework. You know, you can take notes. You can study the vocabulary words and that kind of thing like that. But, you know, so I'm not trying to make it heavy. But, you know, we do have to be clear. I'm accountable to your parents and others in terms of what you're learning out of the class. I want us to spend time together and learn. And, you know, this is a way to kind of mark and to demonstrate to them and yourself that you're really taking it in. All right, folks, it's time. It's 11:58. It's been great. It's been wonderful. I will see you on Tuesday. Just so that you know, on Tuesday for my other classes, for the comparative state government, we are now going to Europe. We're going to deal with that 200-year expansion of Europe, that 200-year turning point. It was a turning point of the world, and that will lead to the expansion of Europe to the Americas, which inevitably will lead to the formation of your state, okay? But we're dealing with that period. So we will have next week, however, you're going to study, because we will have, based on your essays, we will have a test on the previous time in Africa. Love y'all. I'm out of here. Let me put on some music.
We're going to put your wang dang dang doodle all down on.
Oh, yes, you can roll with that. Now, if you like the blues, then you're going to like Coco Taylor. But, you know, everybody ain't into the blues. So let me just do a little bit. Bring it a little closer to your age range.